AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine is claiming its sea drones have sunk a Russian ship in the Black Sea. Norman Hall has details.
Ukraine's military intelligence agency published a video, it said, showed naval drones assaulting the Russian missile-armed cutter Ivanovets on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Russian investigators allege that a Russian military transport plane that crashed last month was brought down by two U.S.-made Patriot missiles fired by Kyiv's forces. Disinformation has been part of the grinding war, which marks its second anniversary on February 24th, and it's not possible to independently verify either side's claims. I'm Norman Hall.
Satellite photos of the Gaza Strip show new demolition along a one-kilometer-deep path on the border with Israel. Israel has said it wants to establish a buffer zone there. UK Foreign Minister David Cameron says Britain could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of future talks between Israel and the Palestinians on a two-state solution.
What we need to do is give the Palestinian people a horizon towards a better future, the future of having a state of their own, because I think that is absolutely vital for the long-term peace and security of the region.
However, Cameron also says no recognition will come while Hamas remains in Gaza. Meantime, in Michigan, protesters denouncing President Biden's backing of Israel.
Thank you.
He's there to celebrate the United Auto Workers endorsement.
Supporting you is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Mortgage rates eased this week. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.63%. And Jackie Quinn reports unemployment claims were up last week.
Although the numbers have come up a bit, with 1.9 million Americans overall collecting unemployment, the jobless numbers remain well below 4% and have been for nearly 2 years. It's the longest such streak since the mid-60s.
A rebound for stocks today, the S&P up 1.2%, the Dow 1%. This is AP News. Those heavy lead aprons you get for dental x-rays may be on their way out. Ed Donahue explains.
The American Dental Association's Council on Scientific Affairs is no longer recommending using lead aprons and thyroid collars for dental x-rays. UCLA dentistry professor Sanjay Malia says this change is long overdue.
These practices were put into place in the 1950s when there was concern that there might be some hereditary effects of radiation.
X-ray beams are now more focused, so there is less concern about radiation hitting other parts of the body. Also, the aprons and collars can sometimes block dentists from getting the images they need.
Dental x-rays contribute less than 2% of the overall exposure to medical radiation.
This all depends on your dentist. Rules in California require dentists to use the aprons. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.